And joining us, we have Bo Williamson, the National FFA President from 2006 to 2007. Bo, how are you doing today?
Doing great. It's great to be a part of this broadcast and be a part of reaching out into the radios of FFA members all over the place.
Well, Bo, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and, of course, some of your agricultural products that you worked on growing up?
Absolutely. So I grew up nestled in the heart of agriculture in Clovis, California, which is right in Fresno County. And for those of you that don't know, Fresno County is number one county in production agriculture in the nation and, for that matter, you know, the world. And we grow a lot of, so there's a lot of raisins here, a lot of tomatoes, a lot of poultry, a lot of dairy cows. Myself, though, I grew up kind of on an old McDonald had a farm set up, and we had a little bit of everything, a whole lot of nothing, a lot of 4-H FFA projects growing up, just enough land to be dangerous with all that and keep me and my sisters busy throughout our years. So I grew up kind of in that atmosphere. My dad, he also is an animal science professor at Fresno State University, and he teaches animal science and then also runs a swine unit. So I grew up around the swine industry, raising pigs. I had multiple market swine and breeding swine projects, had a garage full of bunny rabbits, believe it or not, in my small animal project. And then, you know, my sisters, they had some sheep and cattle. And so grew up around a vast array, great diversity of agriculture, and feel very blessed to have had an opportunity to grow up around California, specifically Fresno County, where there is so much agriculture just right at my doorstep.
And how did you first become familiar with the organization?
So I first learned about it because my older sister, Kate Williamson, she was in FFA. She's 3 years older than I am. And I saw her go through FFA, and she, you know, showed some animals, and she was a chapter officer. And so I thought, oh, this will be great. You know, I'll show some animals at the fair. I'll maybe get some scholarships and maybe go on a few cool trips, right? I didn't have any idea the benefits and opportunities that awaited for me in FFA in terms of leadership. And so I joined FFA just because I knew, you know, hey, my sister was in it. She had a good time. I'm going to go and see if I can show some more animals, judge a few different competitions, and travel and go see some cool places. But I had no idea what FFA had in store for me. And really, the moment my eyes opened up to the organization, I remember this distinctively, I somehow got elected to a sectional officer position. I was the sectional sentinel, and got to go to this leadership conference just for our San Joaquin region sectional officers, and the regional officers were there, the state officers were there, and the national officer candidate that year was there, who later went on to become a national president, Dane White. And just talking with them about their experience in FFA and all the opportunities they've been able to take advantage of, I just remember that being an eye-opening experience, and hearing from them that they got to shake the hands of, you know, the president of the United States and travel to all these different areas throughout the state of California, or even, you know, around the nation. I thought, man, I had no idea that this organization had so much in store for people to grow as, you know, really as premier leaders, not just in the agriculture industry, but in the world.
As we mentioned, you served as national president from 2006 to 2007. Could you share something from that year, maybe a moment or something from the rest of your time in the organization that has really stood out to you over time?
Yeah, obviously, you know, going to Japan for 10 days, the national officer team does. Obviously, going into the White House and shaking hands with the president of the United States and meeting with him for an hour, because we got to do that with all the some state officers and then our national officer teams. Probably the biggest one, though, is at the end of your year when you're reflecting on everything that you've experienced, all the relationships you've built, all the lessons you've learned, and all the places that you've been and things you've done. And you're at National FFA Convention, and at that time it was in Indianapolis, Indiana. And you're standing in Conseco Fieldhouse, which is now Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And you're looking out into that crowd of thousands of people, and the RFD TV cameras are on you, so there's thousands more watching at home. And you get to take in just the whole experience of your year, and it really hits you. And what the moment that probably hit me the biggest was after I got done delivering my retiring address as a national officer. Standing up there at the end of it all with such a full heart, such a just feeling of great gratitude towards all the people and all the opportunities and all the connections and that were made and lessons that were learned. And the best way I can describe it is just one of those fullest of heart moments. And it's probably the most powerful moment for me. And I think that's consistent across a lot of national officers.
Tell us about the work that you're doing now with Elanco Animal Health.
Absolutely. With Elanco Animal Health, we're a global organization based in Indianapolis, Indiana, but we're all over the place. And I'm actually back, believe it or not, in Fresno County and Madera County in California. And I work in our dairy business unit. And so I basically go out and I consult on different dairy farms throughout these two counties in California. And I help dairy producers in those two counties take better care of their cows, be more efficient with their business practices and, maintain good profitabilities and take increased cow comfort and cooling, those kind of things. So basically what we do is we help dairy farmers produce safe food, affordable food, and abundant food. So from a consumer perspective, what I look at my job is I help make sure that the milk somebody's buying on the shelf of a grocery store, the cheese somebody purchases at the grocery store, we help make sure that that food is safe, that it's affordable, and that it's available. And we help dairy producers accomplish that. And it's a really, really great organization to work for because it's an excuse to hang out with farmers all day. And I really enjoy that opportunity to interact with them and help make their business better and help them realize their greater potential, whether it be in their business, their management of their employees, or their management of their cows. It's fun to be a part of that process with, some of America's or California's dairy farmers out here on the West Coast.
So how do you feel that the FFA experience you had and the skills that you gathered during your time in the organization helped you get to the point you're at in your career now?
FFA helped me establish a thirst and a hunger to be a premier leader, to achieve personal growth, and to, accomplish career success in life, right? Whether it be as an FFA member with my career development event that I have or my supervised agricultural experience program, it developed that thirst to be a leader. It developed that hunger to grow, and it developed that desire to, achieve success in that specific opportunity. And I think those really transfer and come alive in whatever job that I end up doing, whether I'm with Elanco or whether it was when I interned for President Bush in the summer of 2009, or have done other experiences through, I do some speaking and consulting and kind of coaching on the side in terms of from a leadership perspective. FFA really has a lot of roots in my leadership and my growth and my career success that I've had in my life. And it's because of, the experiences I had as a national officer, as a state officer, as a chapter and sectional officer as well. And the things you learn about goal setting and encouraging other people and living with great intention, how everything you do in life as a leader, it speaks, and everything you do in life, it either adds value or it subtracts value. So you want to be someone who adds value to it. And it's really living by, what the FFA stands for in its motto of, learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, living to serve. And also from the mission of, really developing those premier leaders and their potential for personal growth and career success. I attribute a lot of that to FFA and what it's done for me, because it's really not just taught me those concepts and how to be hungry and thirsty for those things and how to achieve those things, but it's also connected me to a lot of people that have helped encourage me more towards that along the way, whether it be mentors or very close friends that have sharpened me and I've sharpened them as well. In a mutually beneficial way. So, yeah, FFA is definitely directly connected to what I do now, what I'll continue to do in the future, and what I've done in the past in terms of my leadership abilities, in terms of the growth, the way in which I pursue personal growth and professional growth, and of course, the way that I achieve success in my career. A lot of that stems from the hunger and thirst that FFA gave me for those things.
So, Bo, do you have any advice for somebody just getting into FFA and how they can get the most out of their experience?
Great question. I would advise them to go all in and realize that nothing is more tragic than a missed opportunity. That was a quote I heard in high school. It was up at our high school weight room when I was playing football, and it's the one that stood out to me the most of all the quotes that were hanging up on the wall of our weight room. And, you know, I remember just being mesmerized by that concept of, yeah, that's right. Like every day, every experience has packed within it tons of great opportunities, and nothing is more tragic than missing a great opportunity. And FFA is full of them. It's full of great opportunities for students, for supporters, for people to in the agriculture industry, just to engage with the future of agriculture. And as a prospective member or a new member in FFA, get involved in as much as you can in that organization and find your sweet spot. Find what it is that keeps your fire burning. And for me, it was being an officer in the FFA and serving other people. That's what kept my fire burning in FFA, in addition to some career development events and my SAE project as well. But find that passion, find that tipping point for you in the FFA and pursue that full-heartedly, and don't miss out on those great opportunities, because you don't want to be one of those people that tragically looks back and thinks, man, did I miss out on this opportunity because I didn't say yes, because I didn't raise my hand, because I didn't make some sacrifices to pursue this. You want to be somebody who looks back on your life with a full heart, looking back on everything that they've done and everything they've had the opportunity to do, and say, man, I've taken advantage, I've carpe diem, seized the day, and lived with great intention to make sure that I've gone all in and I've gotten as much out of this as I possibly could, or as we say in the dairy industry, milked it for all it's worth, right? And you just got to pursue as much as you can and take advantage of the experiences that are before you, because in the FFA, there is a ton of experiences. Find the ones that keep your fire burning and pursue those wholeheartedly.
Well, Bo, that's certainly excellent advice. We appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Well, again, that's Bo Williamson. He is the past National FFA president from 2006 to 2007. We appreciate him taking the time to join us.